What's going on, everybody? I'm Eric Lindquist at Osmo.com, and these are my three monkey knife fight picks for Game 5 of the NBA Finals between the Suns and the Bucks. At Monkey Knife Fight, it doesn't require the same amount of time as the other bigger DFS sites in order to put together a lineup. With Monkey Knife Fight, you are in charge. So whether it's NBA, like we're going to be discussing, or UFC, or PGA, esports, or soccer, Monkey Knife Fight has it all. So to get started, head over there, choose which game you want to play, your contest type, and your buy-in. And even better, Monkey Knife Fight has an instant first match deposit bonus of up to $100 when you use the promo code Osmo. And with that, let's get to my three NBA picks for tomorrow. For my first selection of the day, those of you who caught the Game 4 video might be familiar with this, but Giannis Antetokounmpo give me less than 33.5 points in this spot. Going on the road to Phoenix, that isn't necessarily the concern, but Chris Middleton, Jrue Holiday, some of these other ancillary pieces for the Bucks starting to really come to fruition here offensively. Last game, Game 4 being the Chris Middleton game, that takes some points out of Giannis Antetokounmpo's hands for sure. We've got him projected right around 30.5 points over at Osmo. That's 3 points of a buffer, so give me less than for Giannis. As for Devin Booker on the other side of this, give me less than 28.5 for him as well. Some will be looking at that last game. I'm seeing it as an outlier. I understand if you look at this and think automatically, why wouldn't I be playing an over on Devin Booker? But the numbers definitely suggest a less than here. We've got him projected right around 27 points here at the moment over at Osmo. I think that this gives you a little bit of extra buffer. 1.5 points is enough for me to want to click that button, less than. So give me less for Giannis and less for Booker. And for my second selection on the board today, let's get a little bit weird. So we just talked about less than 33.5 points for Giannis Antetokounmpo and less than 28.5 points for Devin Booker. Give me more on both of their fantasy point numbers that we have listed. Starting with Giannis, 61.5, that is way too low. Right now in our projections, coming in around 68 fantasy points. Now they use the FanDuel scoring for things, makes it easy to go back and forth. Doesn't take a ton of time to be able to look over, use your lineups there to help you inform your decisions over at Monkey Knife Fight. Definitely a place that you want to be taking more on 61.5. And for Devin Booker, going to him as well, I think that he can add a lot more counting stats than he had last game. Only had one rebound and two assists and one block. To add into his 42 raw points that he had there, ended up being a 45.2 fantasy point total. Even if he doesn't get there by points, he's had multiple games with 5 or 6 rebounds in this series. He's had multiple games of 5 and 6 assists within the last 6 games that he's played in these playoffs. I think that there is a nice middle ground between both of these plays that we can kind of hit a nice little middle. So give me more on the 61.5 for Booker and for Giannis. And for my final pick of the day, let's get weird again. Heading to the rapid fire game type, I like these four props a lot. We're looking to hit 3 of the 4 in this rapid fire game type. Let me just go down the line and explain them all to you. DeAndre Ayton giving up 0.5 rebounds to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Love this. Rebounds above a 17% clip in these playoffs. Give me the DeAndre Ayton side versus Giannis Antetokounmpo. Going to Chris Middleton, plus 3.5 points raw up against Devin Booker. I think that that's a really good spot to be. I think they both regress to a little bit of a mean. There should be about 2 points of a spread here. It's 3.5, so I really like going to Chris Middleton here. I think it's just a little bit lopsided. Jay Crowder rebounds up against Bobby Portis. I like the Jay Crowder side. It comes down to minutes and opportunity. You're going to see a lot more opportunity for Jay Crowder to be out on the floor to accumulate rebounds. He's been involved in that department. 0.5 rebounds is not enough for Bobby Portis to be getting. So give me 0.5 that Jay Crowder is giving up here on that one. And to round out the plays, give me Jrue Holiday plus 2.5 going up against Chris Paul in the raw points department. Jrue Holiday and Chris Paul projected within 1 point of each other on our website right now. I love going to the Jrue Holiday side. I think that just him getting that plus 2.5 really puts him over the edge here. So those are the combinations. Hopefully we can hit 3 of those 4 and 2x our buy-in. And those are my three plays for Monkey Knife Fight today. Don't forget to use the promo code Osmo for $100 first match deposit bonus, and best of luck on Saturday's Game 5.